Talk Radio 77 WABC.
James Golden, known popularly as Bo Snerdly.
This is The Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Rush.
Earth, Wind, and Fire brings us back from the Open Our Eyes album. A devotion. Of course, Philip Bailey in the lead on this song. Philip Bailey will be joining us shortly on WABC. Indeed, you need devotion. And speaking of devotion, we are devoted to Her Highness. She was out last week at a royal function, and I'm not allowed to say which royal function it was, but if you look in the newspapers, you will see that there was a lot of big to-do across the pond with royalty. And so I just throw that out there, perhaps. Welcome, Princess Di. Welcome back. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you, James. It's so good to hear your voice again. And I'm done with my travels for now, so I am sorry I missed a week, and I am back in the saddle.
Oh, no,
or
no,
the
no
royal
problem.
Throne, whatever.
Yes, the royal throne would be much better. Mm-hmm. We all understand sometimes royalty has to do what royalty does.
Yes,
okay. Duties. I had sent you a slew of stories that perhaps we should discuss today, and of course was awaiting a slew of stories from you, as is our custom. And then I read a column from David Brooks in the New York Times, and I said, everything else off. We have to talk about this. I need to know your take. Now, David Brooks, to me, is like a wannabe. They call him a conservative. I've been looking to find out all these years why. This is the guy, right, that almost had an orgasm over the crease in Obama's pants.
The crease in the pants, yes.
Right, that was him.
He has absolutely left the conservative world for decades, but he is still touted that way. Well, I guess in the New York Times, in that world, in that spectrum, he would be considered, you know, conservative because they're all on the left to the point of being commies.
Well, in today's column, the column is how Democrats can win the morality wars. And David Brooks himself says this is an essay. He didn't put it as an op-ed. It's an essay. And he takes us through a lot of the background, including criticism of the way that progressives have tended to demonize Republicans. What is your take reading this article, and what did you think after you read this?
I want to thank you for asking my opinion on it. There's no way I would have read through this long slog, but I'm very glad to have done it because, you know, it reminds us yet again how the thinking on the left, and this is coming from the left, is so shallow, and it comes from a place of not knowing any real conservatives. And clearly, David Brooks has been in the New York intellectual world for too long, and he has lost touch with how we think about everything. So he defines the moral world in two distinct categories. On the left, there's the moral freedom world.
Right.
So the left is defined by, you know, how wonderful it is to basically find your own path. You're your own religion, basically. And then on the right, he defines us and our morality as you are not your own world. In other words, we answer to a higher authority, which I can see makes sort of sense. But in his definition, as he goes forward, this is how he defines us. We're in a different moral world here with emphasis on obedience, dependence, deference, and supplication. He has this, you know, Handmaid's Tale description of the conservative moral view that is exactly what every leftist believes about us. And none of us think that way. It is just so foreign. So he starts with a completely wrong assessment of the battlefield, so to speak, of the moral battlefield, and then goes from there. And he thinks he's being so fair, and he is defining our position so fair. The whole time I kept thinking of a movie I like called The Verdict. Do you remember seeing that with Paul Newman in 1982?
Yes. It's called The Verdict. Yes, yes, yes.
He's a lawyer. And it's a crooked system, a crooked courtroom setting, and a crooked judge. It's a rigged judge. And this lawyer, who is played by Paul Newman, says, "Your Honor, with all due respect, if you're going to try my case for me, I wish you wouldn't lose it." And so seriously, this is how I felt about David Brooks. If you're going to put forward the conservative moral position, don't deliberately lose the argument because you haven't put forth my position or anyone I know in the conservative world. So he has made many, many, many errors from that starting point. But he basically is begging the Democrat Party to change from who they are. And he wants them to make room for religious people like himself, who are appalled by the Republican Christian conservatives, but they're afraid to join the Democrat Party. And so he had three questions. I don't know if you noticed that at the end. First, will Democrats allow people to practice their faith, even if some tenets of that faith conflict with progressive principles? The answer is no. Democrats will not allow. Yeah. So that's his first question. Can religious people be part of, in other words, for pro-life people to join the Democrat Party, or for people of religious hospitals who don't want to do trans surgery, can they participate in the Democrat Party? No, the answer is no. The second is, will Democrats stand up to the more radical cultural elements in their own coalition? No.
No.
The Democrat
Hell
Party
no.
is not. I mean, not only won't they, you look at the record of what they have done, and they don't stand up to the left. So there's a no. The third question is, will Democrats realize that both moral traditions, the free-for-all one of the left, and the conservative view of the Handmaid's Tale on the right, need each other? No, they are never going to acknowledge that America deserves and needs the conservative moral position to be in part of the discussion. They want to shut us up. They're in every outlet that they control, in every cultural institution they control. There is no open door to saying, oh, we need the conservative view expressed here. It's not going to happen. So his three questions are obviously answerable. There's no room for people who want to have free speech. There's no room for people who have traditional conservative views. So his idea to answer his own title, how Democrats can win the morality wars, they've already lost the morality wars as he's defined it. So it was a
Democrats to me are not even interested.
Yeah,
to me, Democrats are not even interested in a morality war. They think, look, this idea that when I read the story that I led, one of the stories I led with, that the Archbishop in San Francisco right. has told Nancy Pelosi, no more Holy Communion for you. To me, my first reaction was, what does she care? The Democrat sacrament, what did Rush used to say? The Democrat sacrament is abortion. That is what they worship. That is their holy sacrament, abortion. And if we have seen anything over the past few weeks, we have seen how far they are willing to go to defend abortion without any limits. And that is what the
right.
Senate voted on. They, even up until the time of birth, that is what they voted on. So the idea that Democrats can win a moral war, not with their present ideology, they can't, and they have no interest in changing their ideology whatsoever.
Yes, and Brooks, in this article, basically says that Christians are doing it wrong. So Christians are doing Christianity wrong. And so he has the instructions of how we should participate in politics as Christians, which is to join the Democrat Party. Basically, you know, in my opinion, he is, his filter of his own thinking is so closed, so shut. He can't think beyond his, out of his own box, beyond his own prejudices. And the prejudices are that the left is right and the right is wrong. So, you know, he cannot understand why our side seems to be suddenly winning some cultural battles. And he is making himself feel better by saying, well, really, conservatism is falling apart, and especially Christian conservatism is falling apart. It's in an existential crisis. So in his, yeah, they may win the midterm, but ultimately the only way to proceed is in the left moral view. So, you know, he's wrong from start to finish, and it's been an entertainment.
Well, I'm glad you were entertained. I'm so glad that you actually spent the time to read this. I kept reading through it, and my head was just spinning as I was reading through this piece today. So thank you for such a clear analysis of it. I do want to tomorrow, when you join us for our Saturday morning radio extravaganza, I want to talk about some of the other stories that have been in social media and some of the things. There has been so much happening. And I'll tell you what, the first time, I was a little bit stunned this week when the Homeland Security, that awful institution, actually put out a notice that they were concerned about violence over the Supreme Court decision after this leak. But they're worried about violence from the left, who now saying they might want to storm the Supreme Court. They might want to kill justices and kill the clerks. These people are told,
well,
all this time they've been pushing this right. All this time they've been pushing this right-wing extremist nonsense, and finally they had to put up a flag for everybody to see, oh, we have some left-wing extremists in this country that might want to kill Supreme Court justices.
Yes, they had to reluctantly admit it, and that's where the violence primarily comes from and always has been the case. So the fact that now there's some admission of it, it's like, okay, you've swerved into the truth.
Finally. Well, Princess Di, thank you. We look forward to hearing you tomorrow. Thanks for joining us. As usual, your wisdom is unparalleled. We'll catch you tomorrow.
It's great to hear your voice, Sir James. Looking forward to it.
Bo Snerdley, a.k.a. James Golden, or James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdley, have it your way. It's Bo Snerdley's Rush Hour. We're coming back. We've got a lot more right after this.
It's the Rush Hour with Bo Snerdley.
Rush
on 77 WABC.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.